spring, because she's out there doing it as well. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Rosemary. Hello, listeners.
And listeners, I'm going to embarrass Jules just a minute. She had a beautiful birthday last week, so many happy returns for last week, Jules.
Thank you, Rosemary.
You're very welcome. Okay, tell us what Parkinson's are up to this month.
We have a meeting next Wednesday, the 15th of May. Sorry, I just had a blank there. Must be related to the age. Next Wednesday the 15th. And we have David Martin, whose wife's had Parkinson's for 19 years. So he's going to share some of his experience of being a husband to someone with Parkinson's and a little bit more caring now as the disease is progressing a little bit more. Mm. So we're looking forward to hearing David. And we've actually got a raffle being drawn this month.
Okay.
With a Mother's Day theme, a basket of goodies and a lap rug and a set of embroidered towels and a couple of other prizes.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yeah, so that's this month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had not lots of inquiries at the World Parkinson's Day stall 4 weeks ago, but, some people who were interested in finding out a little bit more about Parkinson's, either because they had it or a couple of people who lecture to trainees. I think it was mainly the trainees for residential aged care.
Oh, good.
Looking for the latest information.
You get it there.
Yes.
Jules, the amazing thing is that, what is it, at the age, hang on, one in how many? I think it's happening very... Oh, it's diagnosed... One every 40 minutes.
That's right. That means
person is diagnosed.
That's right. That means in Australia there are 38 people a day diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
It's pretty high, isn't it?
Well, that is huge. More than 80,000 Australians have it.
That's
right. And there's 17,000 in Queensland. Goodness gracious me.
Yeah. And 10% of those are actually under 40.
Now, there's a surprise, isn't it?
Yes, I was surprised when I read some of those statistics. However, Clyde Campbell, who started the Shake Up Foundation of Australia, is affiliated with the Michael Fox Foundation in the States.
Yeah.
He says, get out there and get on with life.
Yes.
He himself has Parkinson's, and that's what spurred him on to starting the foundation.
Yeah.
And they're mainly raising funds for research, which is great, yeah.
Yep. And I'm presuming that any money from the raffles goes a little bit toward that as well.
Yes. A lot of our fundraising goes to our group for funding because we have free lunches each month.
That's right.
And special lunches, which leads me into July this year. It's the Caboolture Group's 30th birthday party.
Okay.
So we're living it up this year. We're going to have it catered and have a hot sit-down meal, and we're looking forward to lots of people coming. So
we'll have to get that advertised fairly extensively.
Yes.
So what date in June, July, have we got?
It's the 17th of July.
Have I got that written down here?
Yes, so it's in there under 30th birthday on the 17th.
Okay. All right. We'll let people know about that, because the more people that have an awareness of it is a whole lot better for everyone, isn't
it? That's right. Mm. Yeah, we will need numbers.
Of course.
I'm not too sure what the cut-off date will be, but because we're having it catered, we need final numbers. But we've got a couple of months to
get it all done.
Get it organised.
Yep. Mm. Now, how's the singing group coming along? Still good?
Actually, we've been in recess for a bit. We had, because of the Monday holidays and the one that wasn't a holiday, the room was booked by someone. So because North's at Kalango give us the room for free. If they've got a function, we obviously lose
you
out
just move,
that day.
Move away.
Yes. Okay. So we've had a bit of a break, but back to it next Monday morning at 10:30 at Kalango at the North's club
there. Good one.
Mm.
And anybody wanting some information, Donan?
Yes, contact our coordinator Tom on 0420 924 933 or Parkinson's Queensland 1800 644 189.
I think that'd be probably a good one to have a go at first up, wouldn't it?
There's also a website which there's lots of information there.
So if you just typed in Parkinson's Queensland, you'd get a whole lot of stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Jules, we might leave it at that. We'll talk a little bit more about the birthday lunch next month.
Yes.
Because that'll give us a month away then.
And that's right.
We can give our listeners some of that information.
Yes.
Is there anything else that we should tell them right now?
No, I think that's about it. But if anyone knows someone or has been diagnosed with Parkinson's, come and join us next Wednesday at 12 o'clock at the Grant Road Sports and Community Complex.
Good. And as we've told our listeners before, there's great parking there. So if somebody is a little bit unsteady on their feet, it's not a big distance to walk at all.
And it's lovely and flat.
It is nice and flat. Mm. Jules, thanks very much for coming in. A pleasure as always. And I'm hoping that you enjoy this year immensely. Okay?
Thank you, Rosemary.
Thanks now.